From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, February 20th, 2026. Maine Democratic Congresswoman Shelley Pingree cheered when she received word from a reporter that the Supreme Court had struck down President Trump's emergency application of tariffs. Pingree, in Portland Friday, said tariffs can be useful, but the president's arbitrary and punitive use of them had not helped Maine, but harmed the state's cross-border business.
We have so many cross-border industries, which we spent a lot of time meeting with the Canadians over, you know, lobsters, blueberries, lumbers, you know, a variety of things. It's just made so many things here more complicated and more difficult, and also impacted our relationship with Canada and even our tourism industry.
Pingree says tariffs might have been appealing to Maine due to manufacturing that was lost under the North American Free Trade Agreement, but she says Trump hasn't followed it up with anything else to support manufacturers or encourage more of it here. Governor Janet Mills applauded the Supreme Court decision as well. Mills, also a Democrat, said she is pleased that Chief Justice John Roberts clearly laid out the boundaries between the president and Congress on tariffs in his majority ruling.
I'm glad somebody finally told him he's overstepped his bounds, and now the Congress has to rein him in so many ways.
Mills also says she hopes the decision will put Maine on a better footing with Canada, the state's largest trading partner, and that it will result in lower costs for consumers and businesses. Maine State Chamber of Commerce President Patrick Woodcock said Maine could benefit from import tariffs, but not the way President Trump applied them.
Well, we fully appreciate the use of tariffs when countries are taking advantage of the global trade system. The emergency authority by which the Trump administration has utilized it over the last 13 months created an incredible amount of unpredictability.
Woodcock says there are legitimate targets for tariffs to level the playing field with Canada about softwood lumber and to deal with Chinese manufacturers flooding U.S. markets. He says he thinks Congress could be convinced to go along with tariffs in both of those cases. Congresswoman Shelley Pingree says that after visiting an ice processing center in Burlington, Massachusetts, she's concerned about Maine detainees' due process rights. At a press conference Friday morning, she said she's heard reports of people not being given back their immigration paperwork after being detained. Pingree said her team is still collecting information on some 200 people from Maine who ICE says were detained last month. Presenting to the legislature Friday, Community College System President David Daigler presented trims to the state's free community college program that would save about $1.5 million per year. Under the changes, the program would cover tuition but not fees, alter residency requirements, and limit the extended time students have to finish their degrees. Daigler says the changes
are reasonable and a viable way to ensure that Maine high school graduates continue to have this incredible opportunity and that Maine will remain one of over 30 states with a free college program.
Daigler says if the funding is not passed as part of Governor Janet Mills' supplemental budget, Maine would be the first state to allow its free college program to lapse. The Maine Forest Service is advising loggers to take extra measures to avoid erosion and water pollution as extreme weather events become more common. Dana Doran with the Professional Logging Contractors of the Northeast says new practices are necessary, but he'd like financial support to offset new costs for the struggling industry.
They want you to start thinking more about armoring trails, more about putting, you know, water diversion devices in, which I think, again, it's very important. It's critical, but it also comes at a cost.
Winter is peak season for logging in Maine, but is also the fastest warming time of the year, with more heavy rains, unseasonable thaws, and other challenging weather. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit MainePublic.org and join Sandra Gilley for Weekend Edition tomorrow, starting at 8 a.m. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.